I'm looking at the door. I wish I would have brought this metaphor into the sermon, but it's not. It's okay. One of the joys and sometimes the challenges of being a pastor in Uxbridge here is ministering to the folks in long-term care homes. And Reachview, we lead the Sunday services, the ministers take turns. And I have to admit that after a full morning of preaching and greeting, sometimes I go a little bit begrudgingly. And yet once I go and meet with the people, and then I see how their quiet faith and the joy that they have and how God is right in their midst, we always, when myself and others go, we are so blessed after going and attending these services. I once heard about a woman in an extended care facility, a nursing home like Reachview, and she had a wasting disease where her body was just deteriorating rapidly, and a young student was going and visiting, and he went in and he asked her, you know, how she was just blown away by how much joy this woman had. And so he would go again and visit, and then, you know, he would ask her, like, how can you have so much joy even though, you know, your neck is you're no longer able to move your neck anymore? And then he went back again and he said, you know, now that you're not able to move your neck, how can you still have so much joy? And she said, well, I can still see you and I can hear you. And then he went back again and he asked, you know, what if you lose your hearing and your sight? The woman smiled and she said, you know, I'll just be grateful that you're coming to visit. Kind of puts things into perspective for us. I do have some complaints sometimes, and this kind of gratitude with the woman, it gently puts our complaints in their proper place. Our scripture this morning from Luke invites us to live through this lens of gratitude. You know, not just around Thanksgiving, but it invites us to think about it more often. It really is an important piece of our lives and in the life of faith. I wonder why, do you wonder why too, that one leper really came back? You know, why did the leper come back? This painting that Joe put up by a gentleman named James Christensen, it tells this story. Why did the leper turn back? What do you think it is? What would your best guess be? Why would he turn back? And the others keep going to go and see the priests. What do you think? Any, it doesn't have to be profound. It can be pretty simple. It's probably the right answer, what you're thinking. But anyways, what's that? Thanksgiving, yes. Expression of gratitude. Absolutely. I think all of these things are part of it. And like lepers in this time period, they were very much ostracized from the rest of the community, right? They were outside of the gates. They couldn't go to the temple. And part of their, you know, part of the not so nice things was when they came, people, they had to yell out, unclean, unclean, so people would go the opposite way. And in some traditions, they even said that these people had a bell around their neck, so when people heard the bell, that they would stay away from them. This was awful. This was a terrible lot in life, isolating. But there's another layer here. The text says that this one was a Samaritan. Right, and there was a great rivalry between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Samaritan had a mixture; they mixed race, and they were also outside. It was a deep slur for a Jew to call another Jew a Samaritan, right? And they were religiously impure, ethnically mixed. So, yet here's this group of 10 lepers. 9 of them were likely Jewish. 1 was Samaritan. Jesus says, "Go." And he knows they're going to be healed. And the right thing to do is go to the priests, right? So the 9 go to the priests, but the Samaritan's left. Where does the Samaritan go? He's not going to go to the temple. He's not going to go see the priest. And when the healing came, this is what happened. He couldn't go. But Luke wants us to see that this story is more than just about the physical healing, but about the spiritual blindness. Luke, in his chapter, Luke is a Gentile doctor, and he's writing, and he's talking about the religious leaders of the time and how they're doing the things of God, and yet, spiritually, they're kind of far away from God, right? So the religious folks are doing the religious things of God, and yet they're far away. This has been Luke's story that we've been digging into. They know the scriptures, they lead the worship, they're guiding others. It reminds me of the prophet Isaiah's words. He says, "Hear me, you heavens, listen, earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they rebelled against me. The ox knows its master, the donkey its owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people don't understand." Isaiah is a prophet, so he's dramatic, right? Prophets are dramatic. We know the prophets of today, and they're usually dramatic people. But his words do hit home. Even those closest to God can sometimes miss the point. Sometimes it can be right in front of us, and we miss the real point of what's going on. God's grace is standing right in front of us, and we're going the opposite direction. It's a warning for us. It's a warning for religious people. Sometimes the ones who know the hymns, who serve on committees, who preach the sermon every Sunday, can still miss the moment to fall on our knees and say thank you. We take blessings sometimes as our due. We're earned. We should know the blessings. We should be receiving them. But, you know, we might not get the job that we wanted, or the opportunity slips by and the prayer that's not answered. This can be our life too, and dissatisfaction can take root. Sometimes this shows up clearly when we're going through a hardship and we're in the midst of it. Why isn't this happening? Why isn't the prayer being answered? And then finally, it does get answered somehow. And, you know, the health returns again, and we're thinking, oh, this is great, and we just sort of move on. I don't think we ever take the time. I certainly may not do this enough. Just to take the time to thank you. This is amazing. I am so, so glad. I think we don't take the time to do this. There are a lot of good things that happen in this world, too. This time of year, sports fans is the best, right? You got golf, you got football season started, the Jays are in the playoffs exactly tonight. Don't miss it, right? The playoffs, you've got everything happening all at once. And sometimes with all this excitement, you're having your mocktail and you're enjoying your sports, and there's so many going on, you're just one, you know, so much going on. It can, and then their team starts losing, and then grumbling, right? This isn't me at all. Also, the little irritations of life start to move forward. The sore back keeps getting worse. The tight budget, the argument with the neighbor is always there. And little by little, these things build up and build up and build up. And gratitude is sort of in the rearview mirror, way, 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 way back. There's a story about a minister who's visiting a poor farmer in the Maritimes, right? He goes out to the Maritimes, he gets to this farm, and it's in shambles. This farm is in shambles. And he says to the man, you know, the man says to him, "Boy, isn't God good to give us such a beautiful world?" And the minister's kind of thinking like, "Boy, this farm is a real dump." You know, he's thinking this. The fences are broken, the crops are sparse. And he's like, "Do you really believe that?" he says. The old farmer smiled and said, "Yes, Reverend, God's goodness doesn't depend on my crop. It depends on God's heart. Doesn't depend on our crop, but on God's heart. God is good. And gratitude isn't about all of our hands, but it's about who God is and how good God is." That's really the good news of this story. Jesus accepts, he welcomes the Samaritan. Open arms, he welcomes them. Even though he's an outcast, a leper, and a Samaritan, his heart is humble and he just goes. He turns back and goes to thank Jesus. And after Jesus accepts him, because he accepts all of his children, beloved child of God, after giving him his life back in terms of the healing, Jesus says to the man, get up, go. Your faith has made you well. Get up and go, right? Get up and go. And that word is in Greek, anastemia, get up. is the same word for resurrection. He's basically saying, look, rise again, live again. You've been healed, yes, but your new life is centered in me. Go. You've been made well. Go and live it. Resurrection life, you can live it right now. I'm reminded of the old comedy. I don't know if you remember this one. What About Bob? Richard Dreyfuss is that psychiatrist, and he's got a patient, Bob, who is, I don't know if it's the medicine, whatever, but he's incredibly gracious and everything. He finds delight in everything in light. And Richard Dreyfuss is a psychiatrist. He has this fantastic job, a big house, beautiful wife. He's got everything, you know, a man could ever ask for, right? And so he kind of pities Bob, and he invites Bob home for Thanksgiving dinner. And the family is getting a kick out of Bob because every little bite of food, Bob is saying, oh my God, this is delicious. This is so good. And with every bite of food and, you know, exaggerated statement, Richard's sitting there and he's getting angrier and angrier at Bob. And finally he like slams on the table, would you shut up? Get out. You know, I think we forget that happiness doesn't come from our possessions. It doesn't come from what we have, but it comes from appreciation. Just being aware of the little things and taking time to enjoy them. Be thankful for what we do have. It's not what we earn, but what we receive. That's really what grace is all about. That's God's grace to us. Yes, our world is filled with pain and difficulty. We go through trials and tribulations. But the deeper truth in Scripture is that God's world is very good. God made it, and it is good. And it's for us to enjoy. The Westminster Confession of Faith of the 17th century, we're good Presbyterians, it's a subordinate standard of the Presbyterian Church. And it says the chief purpose of people is to glorify God and enjoy God forever. Simple. That's our job in life. To glorify God, to praise Him, and to enjoy our lives. So that means enjoying our relationships. It means enjoying the food that we eat. Some of us really love to eat food, and that's good. Praise God. To enjoy life, to enjoy the things that we have, to enjoy them, and to live this way. This is what God calls us to do, to be full of gratitude for what we have. There's a story about a man, a tourist who went to a monastery perched high on a 300-foot cliff in Portugal. And the only way to reach this place was to be pulled up by a swaying basket that was hung there by this rope. And one day this nervous tourist, he noticed the rope looked really frayed and it looked like it could break. And he said to the monk, he said, how often do you change the rope? And the monk smiled and said, only when it breaks. Do we live like this in terms of our gratitude, in terms of our faith? You know, we sometimes take it for granted how blessed we are as Christians, as God's people, those marked out. We know the final destination, you know, heaven and the life of the resurrection that we're going to enjoy forever. You know, I think we can take life for granted. But this Thanksgiving, whether it's quiet in your apartment or spent around a noisy table, let's remember that every breath that we have, every sunset, every friendship, every heartbeat is grace. It's not just good manners, but it's a language of our faith. It's the life that we will live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Like the Samaritan who turned back to give thanks. When we live gratefully, we don't just receive blessings, but we receive real life itself. Let's be the ones who turn back. Let's be the ones who see God's hand in our everyday walking around lives and pause and say thank you, and who rise, anastemia, to live, rise to live as new people made new. All praise and glory to the good God of creation. Amen.